Force Wrestling Impact announcer Josh Matthews joins me right now on Main Event Radio. Bound for Glory to be held November the 5th, 2017 at the Aberdeen Pavilion in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, right in downtown Ottawa at the Rideau Canal. I'm Ryan Ryder, Main Event Radio. We got Josh Matthews with us. How you doing, Josh? Are you excited to come to Canada, to Ottawa, for Bound for Glory?
I can't wait to come to Ottawa for Bound for Glory. I am super excited that that is the city that was chosen, that that's where we'll be on November 5th and the rest of the week for Impact Television tapings. It's certainly always good to get out and be in different areas and show the world the strength and the power of the brand.
How many nights of tapings will you be doing in Ottawa?
I believe five. I think we're going to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then be done Thursday night. I could be wrong. I could be off by a day, but I think at least through Thursday.
Oh, that's great. Ottawa is a really an untapped market when it comes to pro wrestling. There's a few good promotions there, but it's still a relatively new market for pro wrestling. It's 2 hours away from Montreal. It's kind of part of the Montreal wrestling landscape. But Ottawa, on its own as a city for wrestling, it's pretty new. So for GFW, for Impact, to do a show there in a big event like Bound for Glory, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I think so too. And, in all my years in WWE, we would always do Montreal and then Ottawa, always an easy drive, from Montreal. I love Montreal. I'm a huge fan of that city. Spent a lot of time up there. Toronto, I also love. So, when I was told Canada and then narrowed down to Ottawa, I was more than thrilled.
So do you have any memories of working in Canada?
Honestly, that's just not the way my mind works. it was so many Raws and so many SmackDowns for 13 years that, they all sort of run together, at one point. But I know that, I've always had a good time when we've gone up there and drinking strong Canadian beer and just having fun.
So GFW, five nights in Ottawa. That's going to be great. Any plans to come to Montreal or Toronto?
For events, I'm not sure. I believe that Toronto has certainly been talked about, and it would make sense from the standpoint that that's where Anthem's based out of. To do some shows in Toronto would make a lot of sense, and maybe that's something that is being talked about or contemplated for 2018.
Ryan Ryder with Josh Matthews. The big announcement that Bound for Glory is going to be held at the Aberdeen Pavilion in Ottawa. So this is a sort of a semi-outdoor stadium? What's the stadium?
Well, I don't know. okay. When I heard about the Aberdeen Pavilion and I heard about how the rich tradition that it has, that's the research that I've done at this point, all the NHL events that have taken place there. So, all that tradition and all that, and I'll do my homework for sure by the time we get up there to call the show on November the 5th. But, yeah, I know that it's a city and a building that's rich in tradition, so we look forward to adding to that tradition.
What would you like to see at Bound for Glory?
Just a great show. I would love to see a three-hour show that delivers, a three-hour show that people leave going, I need to watch Thursday. I need to watch Impact Thursday and see what happens. Just something that leaves people happy at the end of the whole thing. And I think that, every time we're live or every time we do a pay-per-view, Slammiversary, we always try to deliver, in the biggest way possible. And I think Slammiversary did that. And I think we need to build on that momentum.
You mentioned Slammiversary. How much fun did you have doing that Slammiversary match with you and Scott Steiner against Jeremy Borash and Joseph Park?
Oh, it was a blast. I had so much fun. The build-up for that was such a fun time. And, talking with the guys and talking about what we wanted to do and what we were going to do in the match and all the stuff we did on social media, I think we did a great job of telling an incredible story and having just a lot of fun. And I think the people, when they saw the match, if you were going to hate it, you already had the idea that you were going to hate it. But if you gave it a chance and you just watched what we did and enjoyed it, then I think you left happy.
I thought there was a couple of great surprises in there with Shark Boy and the return of Father Jim Mitchell.
I mean, how could you not love that? Shark Boy comes back after all the stuff that we did on social media, and then Jim Mitchell comes back, and Abyss comes back, and, and lo and behold, and everything that transpired, it was just, I couldn't have asked for anything more fun. Maybe not going into 4,000 thumbtacks, but, I'm all healed now, and I think it was a great experience.
Well, now you've been working with JB rather amicably, I may add. Is it all water under the bridge now?
Yeah, I think it has to be because, you know, and this is where I struggled a lot with this story. You know, as a commentator, you know, your job is to get the talent over and your job is to focus on the talent in the ring. And, you know, it hurt me sometimes to see these matches taking place in the ring and my character, my guy is off talking about himself or the things that he's done in his career. You know, I wasn't super comfortable with that in the beginning and even towards the end. So I'm glad that, you know, it's back to being a, you know, a color commentator and I've accepted that role and something that a challenge that I've accepted.
I got to say, I'm with you on that. It drove me crazy when you would distract from the matches.
Yeah, I mean, but look, that's the, you know, when I worked for WWE, I worked for Vince McMahon, and I listened to what he said, and that was the direction that we wanted to go, and I think at the end it told a good story, and we got where we wanted to go, and, you know, it needed to be done for that story.
Yeah, and now it's back to normal. What differences do you see between doing play-by-play and color commentary?
Well, there's a lot of differences in the sense that, you know, you got to get in. You know, I think more about sound bites now than I ever did before because as a play guy, you know, your job is to talk more than the color analyst. And as the analyst, I quickly have been realizing that, you know, I need to get my sound bites in the times that I can. And I feel like if you give, you know, JB and I, you know, 5-6 months, you know, don't be too critical, now and see how this can evolve, see how, where it can go. I did color commentary in WWE for a couple of years, and I enjoyed it. It's just it's a different role, and it's a different job completely than doing play-by-play.
What's the best piece of advice that you've been given in your career, whether it was from Vince or from someone else?
Well, the best advice I ever got was from Kevin Dunn, who's the executive producer of all television up there. And, you know, he just had told me in my career, if you get somebody over, you're going to get over. And that didn't really hit me until later in my career, but it's 100% right. If I can get a talent over or somebody over, you know, I'm doing my job, and in the process, I'll get over.
Johnny Impact recently made his debut in Impact Wrestling. What are your thoughts on Johnny coming?
I love Johnny Impact. I've known him since before he started wrestling or right when he started wrestling on the second season of Tough Enough. And I think that he's an amazing athlete with a tremendous amount of perseverance. He knew what he wanted to do at a very young age, and he went out and he accomplished it, and he's been, you know, a star wherever he's gone, whether that's Lucha Underground, here on Impact, you know, in WWE, wherever he's gone, he's thrived, and he just has that presence about him that, you know, you are aware of him as soon as he walks in the door.
Impact launching a global wrestling network. What can you tell us about this new online network?
It's going to be great, and it's an opportunity to enter into, you know, the digital age and the digital era. And, you know, we just launched on Ron Fighting in Germany. So you can see Impact every Friday at 8 p.m. on Ron Fighting, a part of their streaming service. And you can watch it on VOD whenever you'd like. But, you know, these are all the things that we need to be doing. We're going to be launching on Pluto TV soon with our own channel. And then the GWN app itself is kind of like the most robust of all of these, and you're going to get to see classic footage, you're going to get to see exclusive footage, you're going to get to see new content, original content. You know, it truly is the, you know, the alternative to the other network that's out there.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of content can we expect to see on the Global Wrestling Network?
Well, that's a good question. We've been going back and forth with it for a while now. I think the most important thing is the launch and getting it out there and getting eyeballs on it, and then, you know, I was a part of the WWE Network when they launched it, and, you know, at the upfront or the event that we did in Las Vegas, it was very like, here's what's going to be available at launch. You're going to get all these shows. You're going to get a daily talk show. You're going to get a Raw pre and post show, a SmackDown pre and post show. And a lot of those things didn't come to fruition, and if they did come to fruition, they were short-lived. So I think it's, you know, again, they did it first, right, and they're doing it the best. So this isn't a knock, but I think it was almost backwards. With here's all the content that we're going to get, you know, we're doing it where we're going to launch it, and then slowly but surely you're going to see new content, you're going to see new partners, you're going to see different promotions, and it's truly going to be an alternative network to to anything that's not WWE or a library that they've purchased.
Have there been any discussions with outside promotions such as Pro Wrestling NOAA or AAA about potentially being a part of the network as well?
I think that, I don't know that for 100%, but I think, you know, if you look at all the, everything we've been doing, that's what I get for running around the house while I'm doing this.
you okay?
Yeah. It just came flying off. Yes, Pro Wrestling NOAA and AAA, I think that you will see their content or some variation of their content. You know, they're our partners right now on our television show, so it only makes sense to extend that partnership to the digital world.
Alberto El Patron, he's been away for the last little while. Do you see him having any involvement with Bound for Glory in Ottawa?
Well, I believe in the teleconference that the creative team did last week, they talked about Alberto coming back. I don't know if that means he'll be back at Bound for Glory. I don't know if that means he'll be back at those tapings. I don't know if that means he'll be back in 2018. You know, that's part of the company that thankfully I'm not a part of, the creative process or the talent relations department. You know, I they're the only two that I don't really have a voice in. And so to answer that question, I don't know when we'll see him back.
Ryan Ryder in conversation with Impact Wrestling announcer GFW's Josh Matthews. Josh, I'd like to know if you have any memories, potentially as a fan growing up, of Bobby the Brain Heenan.
You know, I tweeted about the passing of Bobby Heenan yesterday, and what a sad day in wrestling for all of us. And my memories go back to watching, he had a talk show. It was very short-lived, and it was on, I can't remember what it was on, after, you know, the Monday show, whatever the case may be. But, you know, I watched that show, and he had a co-host, and he would just berate the co-host, and it was so far before its time that I don't know if a lot of people appreciated it at the time, but man, me and my brothers, we certainly did and loved that talk show.
Was it with Lord Alfred Hayes?
No, it wasn't with Lord Alfred Hayes. It was with his co-host, was like this nerdy, I think Jameson was his name, and Bobby would just make fun of him, and it was a talk show, and it was again, I don't know how many episodes they did, and I don't know if it's on the network right now, but it was hilarious, and it was just one of those deals where I was a huge fan of it. I was a huge, you know, I didn't like Bobby Heenan as a kid, and I wasn't supposed to, right? I was supposed to like Hulk Hogan, and I did, and I didn't like any of the guys that Bobby Heenan would bring, you know, for a month at a time, Paul Orndorff, Andre the Giant, King Kong Bundy, whoever it may be. I didn't like any of those guys, but that formula worked for me as a kid.
One of the greatest wrestling personalities ever. Did you ever have a chance to meet Bobby?
I did, and again, it was at the WWE Hall of Fame when he was inducted, and I said hello, and I'm sure he was super nice. I probably didn't leave a memorable impression on him with all those people around and his family around, but I'm sure I got to say hello, and that means a lot.
Josh Matthews of GFW, Bound for Glory, coming to Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, November the 5th on pay-per-view. Will the Global Wrestling Network be showing the pay-per-view events such as Bound for Glory, Slammiversary, et cetera?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't want to say yes or no. I would assume that if it's available, when we've been talking about it being available, that's probably a strong possibility. I think it'd be a great selling point for GWN, but I don't want to say yes for sure and then, you know, have it not be because of technical reasons and then have people yell at me on Twitter.
Any other thoughts or things to say about Bound for Glory coming on Ottawa, coming to Canada, and your excitement for it?
No, I just think it's a great time and a great thing to have happen for Ottawa and for us, because, you know, it gets us out of the impact zone, and not saying anything bad about the impact zone. I love everyone there and everything there, but, you know, after a while you want to get out and you want to do different things. When we were in India, we had such an amazing time in Mumbai because we were somewhere different, and it re-energized and reinvigorated the roster and all of us, really, you know, to travel to the other side of the world and do TV from over there and be the first to do that. And it's just one of those things where I think bringing Bound for Glory for the first time ever to Canada, bringing all these TV tapings for the first time ever to Canada, and coming to Ottawa just really shows the dedication and the determination and where this company wants to go and what we want to do. And for all the reports out there that champion the demise of this company, well, you know, we're still plugging along, and we're on our way to Ottawa, and we'll be there in November, and we'll be ready to go after that, and we'll be ready to go in 2018.